Yeah, I think this system really fits the kind of guys we have because we have football players, you know. And with football players, you know, quarterbacks rush, drop into coverage. Linebackers rush, drop into coverage, play the run. Defensive linemen rushing, dropping into coverage. Football players understand the principles of football. And so if you're asking defensive linemen to drop into coverage, a good football player is going to understand principles and the somewhat of the techniques that are going to take place. And I think that can be said for a lot of guys on our defense that are good football players, and so we understand how to do a lot of different things, which obviously this defense thrives on. And that's a lot of where we're seeing our success. So I think the defense really, and the players, us, we're meshing and fit each other. And it's a good defense. It's very flexible so that you can fit the different kind of guys that you have in your repertoire of guys.
Preseason is one thing, but what kind of a confidence did you walk away from Sunday night with?
I mean, it was obviously a good boost, and like I said, a step forward. But we understand that there's so many things that we can improve on. And even the things we did well, we can refine and improve on. And so, like I said before, it's a process. We understand it. If we think that we've arrived anywhere and that there's no need for growth and no need to improve, we're doing ourselves a great injustice because we are going to, and this is serious. Some people say it as cliche, but this is sincere. We can be as good as we want to be, and it's up to us.
Any bigger target out there because of his personality, the way he talks and all that stuff?
You know what? I'm going to be really frank here. I got some stuff on my foot. But I think that guy is sometimes, you know, he's portrayed to be a different kind. I mean, you know, I was watching a little Hard Knocks. He's a funny dude. You know, people like down and say that he's this kind of dude, that he's a, you know, me kind of guy. But I thought he was pretty funny and I liked his personality. But at any rate, I mean, the fact is he's got it obviously Cincinnati Bengals jersey on, and so when you're going to get, you know, if you get a shot at anybody with an opposing jersey, you're going to take it, regardless of who they are or what they represent. But back to, you know, just addressing Ocho Cinco, or Ochentai Cinco, if he really wants to be technical, you know what? He's a funny dude, and I got to give him kudos for being funny and being witty and, you know, whatever. But obviously, you know, when you're playing your opponent and you get a chance to pick somebody up, you're going to fully take advantage of that one. I don't know. You know, I don't know what other people think about me. You know, I'm sure half of them think I'm a complete whack job, and I think other ones just don't care. And I think another 25% is that they maybe do like me. I don't know. But at the end of the day, I am who I am, and I try to be a, you know, kind of guy that I am. I can't really change that. It's just, you know, I am who I am.
Brady, did anyone mention to you what Chad Ocho Cinco said he's going to do on Sunday if he scores a touchdown?
No, I didn't hear it. What did he say?
He said he's going to do a Lambo leap.
Yeah.
How do you think that'll be?
I don't think the fans will be very pleased about that, and they're going to reject him. I think they're going to throw him back into the field, okay. But who knows?
You mentioned that you watched some Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Do you think that would be cool if you guys did it here?
Do I think it'd be cool? I don't know.
I mean, they could make you into a star, theoretically.
Bro, I just love to play the game, man. I don't know about all that other stuff. I mean, if they want to do it, they want to do it. But sorry there, buddy. I don't know where to go with that one.
Did you enjoy watching it regardless?
At times, yeah. It was pretty funny. And pretty interesting to see inside of another organization. Obviously, they're trying to, you know, dramatize it and make it entertaining. So who knows?
And you found it entertaining?
Well, I found Ocho Cinco to be entertaining just because he's so, you know, he's portrayed to be sort of like a disruption, but I felt he was more just funny and, you know, actually I think he added to the team and added to the, you know, the environment that they experienced.